We're good.
I don't hear it. All right. Oh, now I hear me a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes it's...
Wait, ready?
Hi, we're Literature. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that was great. I'm crying right now, you guys.
That was a lot of fun.
You don't have to corroborate that, but yeah, no, welcome to Easton, welcome to the Lehigh Valley. I know you guys are from the four corners of the earth, joined here
all four
for this concert.
Yeah. The earth is round.
Still has corners.
Yeah. Yeah, if you look at a map,
the studio is actually inside of like one of those states that has the four points touching, so each one of us right now is in a different state.
Yeah, yeah, that's like right here.
Yeah.
That's because you get the best signal.
Yeah.
The radio signal.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. Covering four states.
Yeah.
The quad state district.
Quad state district.
That's what we call it. But yeah, welcome. You guys are actually all from the Valley, so.
Some of us. Only me and Seth.
Oh, you and Seth. Yeah. Where did you go to high school? I'm just curious.
I went to Liberty.
Ah, Liberty. That was Freedom.
Freedom. I went to Freedom.
Nice. Oh, okay.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, you know what's up.
Yeah,
so you guys have a lot of stuff going on in the Valley. Your first record was released on Square of Opposition Records, which is our local label. How did that come about? Like, how do you get into...
We are going to answer questions. We have our names in a hat. And we're going to have someone draw the names from the hat, and then whoever's name is answered will answer the question.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Well,
it keeps it upbeat, you know?
Are you deciding who's answering now?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Chris.
I'm the only one that can't answer that question because I was not in the band when the first record came out.
Oh, no.
You
can
just make up an answer.
Yeah, make up an answer.
Do your best.
It doesn't have to be true.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know,
what
actually.
What was the question again?
How we got involved with Square of Op?
Yeah, yeah.
I went to high school with Chris Reject, and I asked him to be my date to senior prom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was weird.
I bet.
But it was fine.
But did he say yes or no? Can we get the hat to answer this question?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Did Reject say yes or no?
Yeah.
I know somebody who can answer that question. Seth could answer that question.
Chris Reject did say yes to me, and we had our first dance at the senior prom, and I led.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you had to get on the corsage and everything.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
I was very nervous.
I'd like to see those prom photos, you know?
So prom-y.
Yeah, so afterwards, you know, at the prom party, you just decided, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to make an album.
Yeah.
That's it?
I think so. I think that Seth was like, yeah, I'm going to be in a band in a few years, and at that point, I'm going to want to make an album, and you're going to put it out. And Reject didn't really have a choice but to say...
I got down on one knee
exactly.
And asked all these questions.
In front of the entire school, and... It would look really
ostracized.
Bad if Reject said no.
Yeah,
in front of everybody. So
that would have been embarrassing.
What's a prom?
It's kind of like
Mitt Romney. He ran for president.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people forget about that guy. So, you guys have been touring around. Is this part of your? Are you doing a tour based off of this show, or is it like?
That's the hat.
I didn't know if he was finished.
Yeah.
I just kind of stopped talking. Kevin.
We are playing two shows as well as this show at Lafayette College.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. I didn't even know about that. But I see you guys have been to Japan recently. How is that? Because I see in a lot of your records you have like Japanese test pressings and stuff like that. And Japan only stuff. Like, what is your relationship with?
We have
Seth.
How rude!
The rules. They're very own rules.
Okay. My name was John. It is my turn. What was the question?
Yeah.
This is great.
All right, wait, I got it.
Yeah.
So, yes, we went to Japan recently. It was our first time there as humans and as a band. And we actually developed a relationship with a label in Japan called Waterslide Records because mm-hmm. of Chris Reject.
Oh, yeah.
Square of Opposition traded a lot with Waterslide, and we became friends with some people over there, and then I guess made fans, and so we were invited over, and we played 3 shows, 2 in Tokyo and 1 in a small town called Ashikaga. And, yeah, so every time we put out a record or whatever, we try to put out a Japanese version as well, just because it's probably just cheaper for them to print it themselves than.
Oh, okay. So they're printed in Japan.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot my next question. But you guys, I was looking at some interviews that you did before, and you guys really seem to be into the DIY spirit of like the music scene around here. Cause I know, like, the Lehigh Valley has a big DIY community, like the Secret Art Space, which doesn't exist anymore, and, like, the Alternative Gallery. And you guys seem to have, like, really sprung up out of that and are doing really well. Like, what do you think about, like, the DIY scene and the whole spirit?
Seth! Wow, yours is popular here.
Try another one.
No, you got the hat rules.
All right.
You're doing this interview.
I put Seth's name in the hat.
Not fair. The DIY scene, yeah, definitely growing up in the Lehigh Valley and working with people like Chris Reject, we have a huge appreciation for how the DIY scene works, for how inclusive it is, and all types of people, all ages of people, and everything like that. And it's just more fun working directly with friends and all of these types of things. Even the record that came out on Slumberland, like, for as long as that label's been around, it's a pretty DIY label. And we've never, like, I mean, I guess we signed a contract to come play at this school, but mostly we haven't signed any contracts or anything. You know,
that's it. We like to nail you down.
You know?
We don't want you running off and doing.
What's a contract?
Doing drugs nonsense. With Bobby.
Yeah.
His parents are listening to this. He's grounded for life.
Yeah.
Bobby?
Poor Bobby.
Oh, no, his parents are here.
Yeah.
Bobby's not in here.
So you guys just met that guy, Bobby? Did he just walk up to you and ask you?
Let me guess. You guys are a band.
Yeah, he sounded exactly like that. He's from the southern part of New Jersey. Yeah.
I'm from the south of New Jersey, and let me tell you.
He has a spittoon with him.
Yeah.
He had a horse.
I can attest to that.
He was dressed all in white, had a horse, a spittoon in one hand.
Mm. Yeah.
Colonel Bobby.
All of that's true. I mean, if you just say Colonel Bobby, everyone on this campus will be like, Colonel classic Colonel Bobby. He's always walking up to you.
Parents are always coming to every party.
Exactly. Trying to make sure that their son is cool.
Oh, yeah. Please let Colonel Bobby know that you like him. He may not be the best Colonel, but he's our Colonel.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That covers the Colonel Bobby
of the interview. That's always very important because he talks to all the bands. Oh, yeah. So what particularly draws you to this scene? What do you think of the Lehigh Valley scene compared to other scenes? Are all scenes sort of similar, like in their inclusivity and DIY spirit, or do you think that the Lehigh Valley has more of that?
All right.
Shake,
mix it up. All right, you're doing good.
Yeah. Stop. Here you go, Seth. It's your turn.
What? Oh my
gosh. Are there any other names in that hat? Are other names in that hat?
Yeah, can you throw my name away?
Nate. There is a Nate in
here.
Nate,
you answer this one.
I can't speak for obviously every scene all over the country, but they all seem to have their but I will. The Lehigh Valley is the best. No, I would say that yeah, they all have their awesome DIY spirit sort of venues and house shows and collectives of people around town that, mm-hmm. you know, have the same spirit that's here in the Lehigh Valley. I don't think it's specific to here, although it is really strong here. And, you know, it helps people grow, I think, as musicians and just as people, too, you know, and teaches people not to be crappy.
Yeah.
Ain't it? It's a good thing, especially if you're not involved in other, you know, whatever you want to call it, sports or mm-hmm. stuff at school, and you're kind of looking for something else. You can feel included and, you know, not be in a gang.
So you guys were all in the scene in, like, in high school?
Yeah, for sure. We went to the Pirates Cove a lot.
Oh, word. Are these, like,
the Globe after that? Yeah.
Old spaces that don't exist anymore?
Yeah, DIY spaces for sure. I worked at Plate Again for, like, 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a...
What was your question?
I said, who was that? You worked there that long?
Yeah. Maybe it was 4 or 5, yeah.
Yeah.
Right after Arby's.
Yeah. No. Well. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I think I got a job there when I was 15. Worked there till I was about 19, Arby's. 20. At Plate Again. I worked at Arby's from when I was 10 to when I was 14 at Arby's.
Is that legal?
I don't know if it's legal, but when you're in the back just making the turnovers, I don't think any, you know, they like hide you away from the OSHA questions. People. Yeah.
Turnovers, he was firing people.
You're fired. You're hired. You're fired. You're hired. Because I had to turn them over.
Just wearing an oversized suit.
Yep. Sort of. Yeah. That's right. They could only afford a 10-year-old. A 10-year-old suit.
What did you get? What was your pay? Did they give you like a...
I think
candy?
That everyone who works at Arby's, that's a volunteer job, isn't it? I don't think anyone gets paid.
You're carrying your hands away, huh?
Sometimes I can lick the icing off my hands from the turnovers.
Okay. Wait, you throw icing at them, and that's how they know?
You're fired. It's like a, you know... One of those pastry guns, and I would just squirt the people.
Yeah. Uh huh. That's the only way to do it, because that way they're not as sad because they got free icing.
That's right.
And they're being fired by a 10-year-old.
Exactly.
It's a volunteer job. Nobody cares.
Exactly.
I'm 10, not 3.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So you guys are working on a new album this winter. Is there anything that you can tell us about it?
Like disco. Oh, wait, hold on.
Don't draw my name.
Don't draw his name.
Chris.
Don't draw his name. Kevin.
Seth. It's so sad.
That hat is rigged.
Answer it, Seth.
Do I have a bigger piece of paper towel?
Who's on that?
We could shave down probably. Your paper towel.
It probably is a little bigger, actually.
Yeah, trim that one down.
See, it's actually your fault.
My fault?
Yeah. Who wrote the name?
Kevin.
Oh, all right. Your fault.
All right.
The new.
The new. Well, because Nate and I live in Austin now, and Kevin and Chris are in Philadelphia, it's a little more challenging than maybe we would like it to be, but. We keep getting together. We got together, you know, a few days before this little set of shows, and we got together before we went to Japan, and we got together before Chris Reject's wedding, and so we're trying to piece all of the songs together and have them ready for whenever we record. Yeah, we're chipping away.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good answer, but we're chipping away.
The question was, what's the record going to sound like?
Well, what's it going to sound like? Well, if you come out to the show tonight...
You're going to be playing some new tunes?
We're
going to
play 3 new tunes.
Nice.
Yeah.
3 new tunes.
Yeah.
3 new tunes.
So everyone should tune in.
Yeah, all you tunes should come out.
Looney Tunes.
Do you guys hear whispering?
Must be some sort of ghost.
Word. So I know in your last record, especially you were using a lot of like analog equipment. You were really interested in like the processes that they use in like the 60s and stuff. Is that still part of your aesthetic in this new album, or is it? It was mostly just that one.
Yeah. Okay, we need a name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of that. Equipment that we used on Chorus, we recorded it at Marble Farms with Gary Olson, and that's just the kind of studio he has and his collection of equipment. And we were all really into that sort of 60s by way of the 80s sound, and a little bit more psychedelic on that one. And you know, I think we're going to go in a little bit of a different direction for this one. I think there'll definitely still be a lot of analog chorus all over it, but I think, yeah, we're going with a more disco-y sort of sequenced bass line thing on this next one.
We had all the analog equipment, and now we want to learn how it sounds whenever you break it all.
So you're the, it's like just going to be destroying equipment.
Yeah, basically using things incorrectly.
It's that scene in Office Space.
Yeah, we're going to mic ourselves destroying. We're going to... Gonna steal money from a company.
Yeah,
that scene, right?
That scene. Yeah. It's like that scene in Fight Club.
Where they're all fighting
at some point. That's what it's like with us in the studio when Meatloaf dies. That's what the sound of our next record's gonna be like.
Wait, from Rocky Horror or?
No, he dies in every movie.
He dies in every single movie.
Contractually obligated.
He dies in the Spice Girls movie.
Yeah, he does. He drives his bus off a cliff.
Wait, does he die in Fight Club? He has cancer, right?
He gets shot.
His name
in the
is Robert Paulson in Fight Club.
He gets shot in the head.
He gets shot in the head and then dies of cancer.
And there's that famous scene where they say his name is Robert Paulson in Fight Club.
This man had a
name. Yeah.
His name is Robert Paulson in Fight Club.
And everyone's like, his name is Robert Paulson.
In Fight Club.
His name is Robert Paulson.
In Fight Club.
Do you know what the first rule of Fight Club is?
No smoking.
That's little known. Little known that that's the first rule.
It's true.
Of Fight Club.
Second rule is pay your dues on time.
Yeah, third rule, don't park out front. It's too obvious what we're doing in here.
Across the street is a real bear about that stuff.
Yeah. Fourth rule, just have fun.
Fourth rule, fourth meal afterwards, always.
Yeah, you got to get your proteins in, you know? So, do you guys have any side projects? Like, I know you guys are far away. Do you have like any other bands that you're playing with right now?
Chris.
Oh. Yeah, me and Kevin over here play in another band called Mercury Girls.
Mm.
And we've been doing some stuff recording right now. And then Nate and Seth both play in a band in Austin called Trey Wee, who released a really killer single.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. So, so you've got this band together, and you've got your own bands in your respective
cities
that you live in. Yeah, that's really nice. Well, hey, I'm looking forward to the show.
Thank you.
And I'm sure it's going to be rad.
Thanks for having us.
Too rad for TV, so that's why we're doing it on the radio.
Man, I'm glad I can finally be naked.
For the first time
in my life. Is Colonel Bobby here?
I'm here, and I'm going to tell you, boys, I can't wait for your show tonight. We're going to party so much afterward. Colonel Bobby out!
Man, he just comes and goes as he pleases, huh?
And that seems like the perfect note to end it on. Thank you guys for coming. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.